Beyond Sir Robert, the ops room was boiling with sound and movement as people worked. Johnny opened his mouth to ask how it was going, but Sir Robert answered before he could speak. Sir Robert shook his head bleakly.
They're using a new kind of bomb. The guns sometimes don't explode it. And the idiots are burning deserted cities. Our drones are still running. Why would they want to burn an empty place that used to be called San Francisco? The last drone shot we had of it, there were just two bears walking down the street. We're dealing with daft imbeciles.
Johnny made to go in past him, and Sir Robert shook his head again.
You can't do anything more than we're doing. Have you thought what we're going to tell these emissaries?
No idea,
said Johnny.
Shouldn't we get Clan Chief Fergus down here?
Nah. Nah, you know, wee chance. Edinburgh's going up in flames.
Johnny felt a contraction of his heart.
Any news of Chrissy?
They'd be doing in the shelters. Donaldine is giving them all the air cover he can.
Stormalong raced in with the book. Sir Robert took a look at Johnny.
Go get yourself cleaned up and think of something to tell these arrivals.
He shooed Johnny off toward his room and vanished into ops. He closed the door behind him so the frantic sounds wouldn't come into the platform area. Johnny walked on toward his room. Just as he was about to duck into the passage, the humming of the wires, which had been going on underneath the music, made itself known by stopping. There was a space of time, and then a slight recoil. The Huckner emissary was on the platform, noseless, holding a monocle on a stick. He was dressed in shimmering robes. He had a gold-colored hamper beside him. A bell on the screen pinged. The screen top edge lit with a purple glow all around. The Huckner picked up the hamper, looked about through his monocle, and minced off the platform. The honor guard saluted and dipped pennons. He halted well clear of the disease control fence. A messenger took the hamper from him. The Buddhist in Chinese clothes bowed. In a supercilious tone of voice, the Huckner emissary said, in Cyclo,
I am Blan Jetso, Extraordinary Minister Plenipotentiary of the Emperor of the Huckners. Long may he reign! I am empowered to negotiate and arrange final and binding amendments to agreements or treaties in all things political or military. My person is inviolate, and any molestation cancels any agreements. Any effort to hold me hostage shall be in vain, for I shall not be redeemed by my government. At the threat of any torture or extortion, you are warned that I shall commit suicide instantly in ways unknown to you. I am not the carrier of any disease nor weapon. Long live the Huckner Empire! And how are you today?
The communicator, dressed as a Chinese, bowed and made a brief, fast speech of welcome, very pat, told him the conference would begin in about 3 hours, and led him off to a private apartment where he could rest or refresh himself. Johnny had an idea these arrivals would all be about the same, different only as to races, persons, and clothes. He was trying to think of something to tell the emissaries. It was a bit of a shock for Sir Robert to infer that it was up to him. When that grizzled old veteran didn't have any ideas. But then he must be terribly distressed over Edinburgh. So was Johnny.